Councillor Fleming denied that the outbreak had already reached epidemic proportions, but confirmed that both Brighton General and the Princess Royal in Haywards Heath have been put on emergency standby. He declined to comment on suggestions that a team from the Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs were investigating the possibility of an outbreak of the H5N1 avian flu virus.
Yeah, well, he would, wouldn't he? Turn it down a bit, will you, babe?
You what?
Turn it down a bit. I'm trying to watch the news.
And finally, the Sussex toy maker.
What do you want? Never mind. It's finished now. Brand. Chuck us the telly section, would you?
Huh?
The paper. To the big time.
Miranda Evenden visited the place where it all started in Shoreham earlier today.
This looks like any other abandoned warehouse. The locals have branded it the White Elephant. But actually, it has an extremely colourful history.
Hey, I had one of those.
Do you remember the...
A cuddlesome.
You what? Back in the 80s, oh, that's horrible. What's it supposed to be? A vampire hamster?
Hamsters aren't pink.
Oh, it's hideous.
I loved mine. Took it everywhere.
I bet you did, freak.
Budge up.
Oh,
come on, move up.
Mine, careful.
With me now is their creator, Ronald Turvey.
Cuddlesome calls me Daddy Turvey, Miranda.
Oh, no, he's just weird.
Mr. Turvey,
oh,
you've been a recluse since the original Cuddlesome plant went out of business. Well, that was 25 years ago. Why bring them back now?
They may be text messaging and ear pods and beat-them-up computer games, but a good old-fashioned furry friend never goes out of date. Say hello to Cuddlesome, Miranda.
Oh, hello, Cuddlesome.
You're never too old for a cuddle, that's what I always say.
Now, the price tag on this thing tells me it can't be for kids.
The Cuddlesome never was. No, no, this is a limited edition for the collector's market. Go on, say hello to Miranda, Cuddlesome.
Perhaps it's shy.
Him, Miranda, not it. Give him time. He's processing your vocal pattern. You see, what made Cuddlesome unique in the first place was the voice recognition system. It was way ahead of its time. People are impressed now by toy robots that talk to each other, but we did that 25 years ago.
And presumably the new ones do that as well.
Of course, only better. I don't think you were clear enough just now. You need to articulate better, you reporters. Say your name again, louder this time.
Miranda Evenden.
That's better. Now, who owns you, Cuddlesome?
You! Miranda Evenden is, like, totally my new owner. I love you, Miranda Evenden. You're cool.
They've changed the voice. I love you, Angela.
You what?
That's what they used to do. You said your name into the rear and pulled a cord and they'd say it back to you like that. I love you, Angela. It was the coolest thing on the planet.
It sounds absolutely vile.
I've still got mine somewhere.
Oh, is it at your dad's? Why not pop over to Brisbane and pick it up?
It's in the attic, I think. Hang on a sec, I'll get it.
Oh, ow!
Sorry, Mum.
Watch it, you.
Nice.
And put a shirt on if you're going up into the attic.
Oh, I thought I'd give the spiders a thrill.
Miranda Evenden there, among the Cuddlesomes. If you ask me, you can't beat good old Barnaby Bear. And the closing headlines again. Brighton and Hove council officials denied today that the city faces a potential flu epidemic.
Aha! There you are! Now, where's your... Oh, probably needs new batteries. We got any batteries?
What?
Batteries! I found it, my Cuddlesome!
Oh, hurrah, I'll tell the neighbours.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hey! And it works!
Whoopity-doo, shall I phone the Prime Minister as well?
I love you, John.
Oh, I love you too, Cuddlesome.
Give me a cuddle,
John.
Eh?
Give me a cuddle,
John.
I don't remember you saying that.
Come closer, John. Cuddlesome wants a cuddle.
Did you just say what for you?
It's been a long time, hasn't it, John? Cuddlesome's been waiting in the dark. John's been naughty. John forgot about Cuddlesome. We put him in the attic and forgot about him.
Hang on a second.
Cuddlesome's been lonely in the attic, all on his own. John's a big boy now, but not too big for a cuddle. Cuddlesome wants a cuddle. Give Cuddlesome a cuddle, John.
You're starting to freak me out.
Come to Cuddlesome, John.
This is crazy. You can't walk.
Come to Cuddlesome.
Ah, you bit me.
Yummy. Give me a cuddle, John.
Get away from me.
Give me a cuddle, John.
John, are you all right? What's happened?
He bit me.
Give me a cuddle, Dad.
What the?
Not 1818, then. Oh, no.
Hello?
Now I can explain this.
Are you the doctor?
Yes. How did you know?
Thank God.
Look, I'm sorry about your greenhouse. It wouldn't normally happen, only the lateral balance cones are offline.
No. It's my fault. I've been meaning to get the bell fixed for weeks.
The what?
The bell, the front door bell. Anyway, you're here now, and he's on the landing.
Sorry?
John, my husband. Well, I say he's my husband, but he isn't. Not yet. Not even my fiancé. Look, does this matter?
No.
Good. I thought I'd better not move him. I mean, it was a heck of a fall, and... Look, are you coming in or not?
When I said I was the doctor, I didn't mean...
This way. John? The doctor's here, baby. It's going to be all right. John? Oh, I think he might have concussion or something.
I think he's got considerably more than that.
No, I know I should have rung direct for an ambulance, but I wasn't really thinking straight, and we've got NHS direct on speed dial. It's his asthma. Well, there's my kidney as well. Stones, agony. Apparently it's worse than childbirth. Why would you do me that?
Just checking something. Ah, I thought so. Sorry, what did you say your name was?
Angela. Angela Wisher.
Right, Angela, you need to keep him as still and as warm as you can. Have you got any blankets?
Yes, I have.
Good, good, good. I'll just fetch something from your greenhouse.
Are you sure you're a doctor?
Blankets.
Blankets.
There we are. That should slow down the infection.
Infection?
Look at his laryngeal prominence.
He's what?
Adam's apple. That's obviously where the poison went in.
Poison?
Or virus, one of the two. I can't be completely sure until I've made a proper analysis. I've seen that type of lesion before, but not on... not here. And then, so you saw what bit him, did you?
He was bitten?
I'd say those were teeth marks, wouldn't you?
Something bit him?
Yes, and unless I'm very much mistaken, it wasn't something you'd normally find in Brighton.
Hove.
Hove. Ah, well, near enough. It's not 1818, by any chance.
It's about 7:30.
Yes. Look, he'll be better off in hospital until the bacterial antigen has completed its work. He was lucky we got to him before the infection reached any vital organs.
And the freckles?
Freckles. You mean he hasn't always had them?
No.
Ah, oh dear. Definitely, then.
Definitely what?
Extraterrestrial.
Are you nuts?
Look... Your husband's going to be all right. That's the main thing, isn't it?
He's not my husband.
Sorry, fiancé.
Boyfriend, and he normally wears more clothes than this.
Yes, well...
At least you didn't think I was his mother.
Look, I... Did you say he was alone in the attic?
Oh, that's just one of his jokes. A cuddly toy rigged up with wires or something, and I shut the hatch on it.
I think you'd better have a look. Stand back from the hatch. Right, I'm going to open it slowly. Are you ready?
For what?
Here goes.
I love you, John.
Do you now? Come closer so I can see you.
Give me a cuddle!
Whoa! Stop it!
What's going on?
I don't know yet. Cuddle. Give me a cuddle.
Hello, Daddy Turvy. How are you, Daddy Turvy?
Oh, another one. It still works. They all work. I'm fine, thank you, Cuddlesome. Welcome back to the Pleasure Palace.
Thank you, Daddy Turvy. Hello, Cuddlesome 2184A. Hello, Cuddlesome 2705A. Hello, Cuddlesome 1146A. Hello.
Yes, hello. All right. There's no need to say hello to everyone. We could be here all night.
What shall I do instead, Daddy Turvy?
Stand down, 2705A. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Cuddlesome 2705A, docking with Mummy Board and downloading final customer information.
John Dixon, born on the 12th of January, 1976, virus delivered this evening. You have got here quickly. Well done, my little furry friend. Another success story.
Turvy!
It's all right. There's no reason to be afraid. It's just my associate, Mr. Tinkers.
Turvy, where are you, Turvy? Playing with your prototypes again.
I've told you before, they're Mark Ones. Mark Ones, you hear me? There they are, Cuddlesums. He's ever so fierce and not very nice. But never you mind. Daddy Turvy can handle nasty Mr. Tinkers.
You're a fool, Turvy. A nursery-fixated cretin. There's a trespasser in your section. Deal with them.
A trespasser? Where?
Here.
Who? Weren't you the reporter, Miss Evenden?
Mr. Turvy, there's no point in denying anything. I've got it all on tape.
What do you mean?
January 1976. Virus delivered this evening. You...
What virus would that be, Mr. Turvy?
I think you'd better leave. Mr. Tinkers doesn't take kindly to trespassers.
Answer the question, Turvy.
He's got a little saying. How does it go? Trespassers will be...
Trespassers will be obliterated.
That's it. Trespassers will be obliterated. Isn't that right, Cuddles?
Oh, you can drop the balmy old inventor shtick, Turvy. They're just toys. They're not real. Now answer the question.
Miss Evenden, it's time you learned not to hurt my Cuddlesome's feelings. Cuddlesome's...
Trespassers will be obliterated!
Don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous, are we? Cuddlesome's ditter!
I know what you're thinking.
You do?
I would have gone with him, and I will go over a bit later. To the hospital, I mean. It's just that... Well, I really need a drink. It's his sister. You know, Bryony, the one I just phoned? She will be hysterical. She's always been a bit possessive. And I just need to... Will you, to get my breath back first. Drink?
No, thank you.
Right, on duty, I suppose. Cheers. Oh... Mm. Something wrong?
I can't place it.
What?
The toy. It looked familiar.
Oh, they're called Cuddlesomes. Hideous, mass-produced tat from the 80s.
Could you find me another one?
Are you serious?
Most of the time.
Well, we could go on eBay, I suppose. No, wait. Bell-bottoms.
Bell-bottoms?
Mm, it's a shop in the lanes. It specialises in 70s and 80s memorabilia. You know, for anoraks, they're bound to have one.
Will it be open?
Well, I doubt it. Not at 8 o'clock. There might be one in the window. It's on the way to the hospital. I'll drop you off. I'm on condition.
What's that?
You tell me who you really are and what exactly is going on.
I'm a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey.
Obviously.
And as for exactly what's going on, I'm not entirely sure, but I expect we'll find out. Now, car keys, please.
I'm not giving you my keys.
You've been drinking.
And you're not a named driver. All right, catch.
Thank you. You believe me, then?
Of course I don't, but like you said, I've been drinking.
You've been in prison, haven't you? That's where you disappeared to?
You have done your research.
Tax fraud. That's why Turvy Co. went out of business.
Diddly-dum.
Oh,
A steam room?
Second floor, Miss Evenden. Management. After you.
Turvey! Remove those prototypes.
Back down you go, my darlings. Not you.
Oh, you're hurting me.
Bring the trespasser here.
Ow! Mr. Tingus, I presume. I'm afraid I can't see you through all this...
Are you interrupting my bath?
Bath?
Mr. Tingus likes his special baths.
I have a skin condition.
Oh! What is that thing? It's horrible.
How was your bath?
The nutritional restoration was adequate. You, trespasser, why were you trespassing?
I came here to interview Turvey. I wanted to know more about the Cuddlesomes.
Did you really?
Well, like how Turvey managed to secure an overseas manufacturing deal when he'd spent the last 20 years in jail?
Outsourcing? I have my contacts.
You do?
Just one of the ways I have improved this operation.
But where's the craftsmanship,
Quiet, Turvey.
So, you decided to pay us an unofficial visit, did you, Miss Evenden? A light little Woodward and Bernstein, aren't you?
Who?
Too young, of course.
The mystery virus. It's you, isn't it? Outsourcing. The Far East. That's where you're making the toys. They're carrying bird flu. They're contaminated.
Contaminated?
My dear Miss Evenden, you're barking up the wrong end of the stick. Bird flu, indeed.
No. Well, for a minute there, I thought...
You thought, never mind the millions dead, you've got yourself out of the region.
The Cuddlesomes carry something altogether different, as you're about to discover. Unit B9.
But isn't that...
You, Miranda Evenden. We're gonna hang, dude.
The new improved Cuddlesome, the ultimate.
Cuddlesome Max!
If you don't mind, I think I'll go below. This sort of thing turns my stomach.
Turvey? What do you mean, turns your stomach?
That's right, Turvey. You go. Just when it's getting interesting.
Goodbye, Miss Evenden.
Goodbye?
Cuddlesome, infect her.
Infect her? Please, no!
This is insane.
We won't be a minute.
But the place has been broken into, Doctor. If the police get here and find us...
We'll probably be arrested, yes. It's part of the job description, I'm afraid.
Oh, really? Being a time king, you mean?
Time lord.
And what else do time lords get up to? Nick cars, rob banks?
Save planets, mostly. Ah, oh, yes, I thought so. What do you notice about the window?
It's been smashed.
What with?
You know what with? A chopper bike. We saw it out on the street.
Indeed, we did. And the glass?
Sorry?
What did you notice about the glass?
It was broken all over the pavement, like... Hang on a minute. You don't mean...
Yes, the shop wasn't broken into. It was broken out of.
Cuddlesome.
Seems likely. That sounds like another one. Back there in the storeroom, I'd say.
And what's that? No. Don't tell me. It's an anti-alien hamster destructor gun.
Not exactly. It's a tracking device. The Cuddlesomes are obviously heading somewhere. We're going to find out where.
We're going to let it go.
And follow it. Yes, really.
Hang on. Just a minute. Let me... Here it is. Right, I'm ready now.
Do you always carry a hammer around in your handbag?
It's not a handbag. Hey, that's Luke. The lad who works here. Is he a...
Yes. Must have been dead for at least 3 hours.
Oh, poor Luke. His skin. I've never seen anything like it.
I'm afraid you have. Your boyfriend's freckles, remember?
You mean that...
Yeah, they would have turned into lesions like these. See how they radiate out from his shoulder? Must have been when he was bitten. This poor chap's in his, what, late teens? Your friend is 30-ish?
31.
Slow metabolism. We got to him just in time.
You got to him, you mean?
We're going to have to move the body, I'm afraid. He's blocking the door.
Oh, what if it tries to attack us once you open the door?
Hammer time! There. Ready for the door?
Oh, go for it.
Oh, hello, Luke. I love you, Luke. Give me a cuddle. Bye-bye.
Interesting. Right, come along. We're going on a cuddlesome hunt.
Dominic Martin, 3rd of May, 1978. Oh, a very good year.
Did I do well, Daddy Turvey?
Yes, yes, you did. Didn't he do well?
Me! I'm done, cuddlesome! 3703A!
Nice to see you. Don't call me that. I don't like it when you call me that.
You've been wasting time, Turvey, down there in your place.
My pleasure, Palace.
Playing with your pathetic prototypes. You're always found out tonight, and you know what that would mean, don't you? Back to prison, Turtle Turvey. Back to prison forever and ever.
I know!
Nobody cares, Turvey. Now shut down the recall signal.
What did you say?
You heard, Turvey.
Absolutely not. I refuse. The recall of Mark 1s will continue as planned.
Do you want to impel the decontamination project? Shut it down. I knew you'd be like this. Unit Bs.
Yo,
get those things out of here. They don't belong in my pleasure palace.
No, I do. Turn it the recall signal.
Max for
speed. You can see the Unit Bs, this is a priority car. All Unit A's are to be destroyed.
What? But you can't!
Oh, let them run.
Keep up! It's heading for the...
Oh, it stopped.
Has it? Where, I can't...
Under the pier, see? It's just standing there. Wonder why.
Well, maybe its batteries have gone flat.
Let's have a look.
It's still humming.
I wonder.
You turned it off.
So, they're controlled from a central point.
How do you know?
Well, by reversing the polarity of the tracking device, I turned it into a dampening field. You understand?
Not really.
Now then.
Whoa, careful!
Oh, it's quite harmless now. See, there. Empty.
What is?
A viral container. A poison sac, if you like, connected to the teeth. And if I just... this is what we're after.
The battery?
No, no, the recall circuit. Still warm and still tuned in, hopefully. Hold this, will you?
Oh, if you're sure it's not going to bite me.
Quite sure.
Oh, how anyone would want to sleep with this on their pillow is quite beyond me.
I had a bear once. Had to have it released back into the wilds when it started biting chunks out of my bedroom furniture. Ah, so that's where it was heading. What's 3 miles west of here?
Shoreham Harbour.
What's there?
Well, not much. Lifeboat, power station, some warehouses, the White Elephant.
The what?
Japanese electronics firm came in and redeveloped a huge area of the docks in the early 90s, just behind the power station.
Ah.
Tore down a whole lot of warehouses and factories and put up a load of new ones that they never used.
Hmm.
They pulled out, just left the new development empty, and the locals call it the White Elephant. They're always... Hang on a minute.
What is it?
One of the factories they pulled down was owned by Turvey Co. I remember it was on the news.
And Turvey Co...
is the company that made the Cuddlesomes.
And that's it. They're going home.
I won't let you harm them.
Unit B6, Unit B7. Restrain, Mr.
Turvey. On it, dude.
Ow! Get off me, you little monstrosities! Ow!
Total obliteration, Unit Bs!
Like Karami! Total obliteration!
They're living works of art! You can't just... Stop it! You must stop it! You can't do this!
Daddy! Daddy, take me! Stop!
Can't let them do this. Can't.
Yes, extremely. The vaccines worked like magic. Mr. Dixon's made an almost complete recovery. Time for I suggest
that you start now. Total obliteration. Total.
No idea.
Total obliteration.
Just hand it.
Total. Make it stop.
A police box.
Go.
Cuddlesome!
Sorry, I'll have to get back to you. Nurse?
They're killing us! Total obliteration! We can't stop them!
Nurse? It's all right, Mr. Dixon. We've got everything under control here.
Got to go to... Out of my way!
Mr. Dixon?
One, two...
Oh, you all right?
No bones broken. You know, it's high time I made myself a new sonic screwdriver.
What?
Never mind.
It all looks empty.
It does, rather. This way, I think.
Doctor, don't you think we should be whispering?
Probably.
Dude!
I know! Trespassers on the ground floor. And what do we do with trespassers, gang?
Obliterate them!
Extreme!
So why this staircase?
Because it's going down. Anyway, I never really cared for lifts.
Yeah, well, I don't really care for spooky basements.
Right.
What's that smell? It's like burnt hair.
I don't suppose there's a torch in your bag, is there?
Yes, actually. But the batteries are gone. Why not try the lights?
Hmm?
You never know. Whoa!
That explains the smell.
There must be hundreds of them.
Somebody obviously doesn't like the Cuddlesomes much.
Well, that's the understatement of the year. It's like something out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And what's all that goo?
Goo?
The green stuff all over their fur.
Let's see. Lubrication agent. Blood, if you like.
Blood?
Well, the Cuddlesome equivalent.
You mean they were alive?
In a way. This goo kept them functional.
Yeah, I put oil in my car, but it doesn't mean it's alive.
Ah, but there's something else as well.
What sort of something?
The slightest telepathic resonance. Do you feel it?
No.
It's making my elbows itch.
You really are, aren't you?
Really am what?
An alien. A Time Lord. Like you said.
Yes.
Right.
I wonder why they came back. Can't have been to die, surely.
Well, why not? That's what salmon do, isn't it? Go home to die?
They go home to reproduce.
Reproduce? Well, that's not a very nice thought. What was that?
Lift, I think.
Whoever or whatever killed the toys?
Very possibly.
Ew! Trespassers!
No. Inspectors.
Inspectors?
Trading standards, bit of a snap inspection. Hope it's not too inconvenient.
Inspectors? Inspect this!
Run.
Well, where to? That thing's between us and the exit.
Good point.
Whoa, man, this is just the bestest party ever.
Ow! Doctor!
Just my arm. Ow!
I'm gonna count to three and then you're gonna be, like, totally fried.
Interesting.
Ready?
It's a variant Cuddlesome, don't you see? A new model.
Two.
I wish I could remember what they
two
remind
and a half.
Me of.
What does it matter?
I'd sooner not die in ignorance if I could possibly help it.
Three. Time to die.
Oh, no, you don't. Little devil.
Whoa. Man, you've, like, totally killed me.
Thank you, Mr...
Turvey, Ronald Turvey.
Of Turvey Co.
I take it you killed these creatures, these Cuddlesomes.
The Mark Ones? What kind of father kills his own creations?
Well, then who did?
They did. These tawdry monstrosities.
Let me hazard a guess. Mark Twos?
Well, they made a pretty good job of it. But I don't understand.
I had such plans, you know. Such wonderful plans.
To wipe out an entire generation with an alien virus.
You what?
Well, it seems fairly obvious to me. What would it have been, Turvey? Let me guess. A simple radio signal to instruct every Cuddlesome around the world to infect their young owners. Only for some reason it never got sent.
I beg your pardon?
Of course. Back in the 80s, everyone had a Cuddlesome.
Yes. Britain, America, Europe, China, Russia. We'd flooded the market. Turvey Co. was the most successful toy manufacturer in the world.
Why do it, Turvey? Why target children?
Children? My dear chap, you have no idea. I'd never harm children. What sort of monster would even dream of harming children?
Well, quite. But if that wasn't the point, then...
But what was?
It's not children I despise. It's what they grow into.
Ah.
I had a bear once. Mr. Cuddles. Mr. Cuddles was my best friend. I took him everywhere. I loved him more than anyone. Told him all my secrets, all my hopes, all my fears. We shared everything. When I was 18, they sent me to university, reading biochemistry. All those beer-swilling boys with their rugby, all those slack-jawed girls from the provinces with too much makeup and no morals. And me, with my milk-bottle glasses and my books and my punctuality. Do you know what they called me?
Enlighten us.
Turtle-turvy, tick-tock. Turtle-turvy, turtle-turvy, tick-tock, tick-tock.
That's terribly cruel, but I don't see...
Then, at the end of the worst term of my life, they broke into my room, laughing, jeering. Turtle-turvy, don't you want any fun? Turtle-turvy, don't you want a life? And then they saw Mr. Cuddles. And do you know what they did?
I think I can guess.
They killed him. Tore him to shreds like pack animals, howling and laughing as they did it. And that day I swore...
You'd have your revenge, yes.
They say, grow up. They tell you to put away childish things and replace them with what? Cars and houses and status? Peer pressure? Self-loathing? Devil take the hindmost? And so I thought I'd punish them. Punish the ones who forget. Punish the ones who betray their innocence.
Leave your cuddlesome unloved too long and you're dead.
Precisely.
And all that came to you in a flash?
Oh, no. He told me, Mr. Cuddles.
Wasn't he dead?
The ghost of Mr. Cuddles, fool. He grew inside me. Started out like a thought, then a voice. That dark voice you hear in your head in the middle of the night. You can get back at them, Ronald. You can teach them all a lesson. And I shall. I shall.
But all this was 25 years ago.
Good point. Why has it taken you so long?
Not my fault. His fault. He was too greedy. Wanted so much more. Too much. We had to get the money from somewhere. We would have got away with it, too, if it hadn't been for the Inland Revenue. Jobsworth, non-entities in their grey suits, quibbling over a few pounds, shillings and pence.
You were done for tax fraud.
They locked me up.
So you couldn't transmit your radio signal because you were in prison.
He couldn't do it without me. Well, double act, see. They gave me drugs. They said they were for depression, but I knew the truth. They didn't want me to see him anymore. They forced me to make things, paint things. Ronald Turvey wasting his genius on raffia mats and ashtrays. I wrote books, children's books. Made them think I was a reformed character. I couldn't wait to get out. 3 years for good behavior.
But by then the factory had gone.
I'm out now. That's all that matters. The Cuddlesomes are back, and nothing in the world can stop us now.
Us? Who is this us he keeps talking about? It's not really the ghost of Mr. Cuddles.
I doubt it. Who made this one, Turvey? Who made the Mark IIs?
It wasn't my idea. I hate them. They're not a patch on the originals, repulsive things. They've no charm, no style.
I made the Mark IIs, Dorothy.
Ay, caramba!
Four of them.
Bring me the testers and swing them down.
You got it!
No, please.
Eat my sock!
Oh, it's killed him!
No, he's not dead. Just unconscious. This one's weapons must be on a non-lethal setting. I wonder why.
Into the lift, dudes! We're going up.
Doctor!
We're outnumbered. Let's just do as it says.
Losers!
You may approach.
Mug, it's a giant cuddlesome.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
The Tingus, I presume.
And you are...
I'm the Doctor.
You are not of this planet.
No, but I'm terribly attached to it.
The Tingus?
The stuff of nightmares. The Tinga are a race of psychic brood parasites, sort of intergalactic cuckoos. The Tingus will find an appropriate host and gestate inside them until the host is fully grown.
That thing laid its eggs in a human being?
Not exactly, no. The Tinga starts its life as an idea, an intense fear.
Oh, your stuff of nightmares.
Quiet. And as long as the nightmares continue and the fears remain, the Tingus grows. It feeds on them. And as it grows, it gains a physical manifestation.
This thing here?
Precisely. It's like having an imaginary friend. Only it's not imaginary.
So who's the host?
Guess.
Turvey?
The introspection, the self-loathing, ideal growth fodder for the Tingus. And it never stopped. Turvey never grew up.
Of course he grew up.
Physically, maybe, but not emotionally.
I must introduce him to my boyfriend.
Turvey served us well, but he's surplus to requirements now. He'll die with the rest of you when we've decontaminated the host species.
Oh, I doubt that. Turvey was your gestative host. You're connected. You can't survive without him.
Oh, so that's why they didn't finish him off.
You think you know it all, don't you?
Not everything, no. Just the basics. You failed before. I can't see why this attempt should be any better.
Ah, but it's different this time. The Dinger will achieve so much more. Decontamination will occur as planned, but this time, the objective is not obliteration, it's mutation. Full conversion.
What on earth is it talking about?
Did you enjoy your bath, Miranda Evenden?
It was extreme, Mr. Tingus.
That's the girl from the TV, the reporter.
What have you done to her?
Meet a Mark III.
I feel different.
Stronger.
Oh, yeah. It's like totally the best.
Oh, it's disgusting. She's sprouting hair, for heaven's sake.
Mutating. A Tinger human hybrid. Reverse this right now, right this minute.
Oh, you're what, Blondie?
Miranda Evenden, the doctor and his lady friend look in need of a cuddle.
A cuddle?
Why not give them one with your big new claws?
Angela, get back.
Shall we play a game? Let's play hide and eek.
Eek?
When I rip your face off, you'll like be totally eek.
Run, Doctor. Take your lady friend and run.
Angela, stairs.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
Go get him, Miranda Evenden.
I do.
Gather the young ones, make a big noise. The Dinger will turn them all into toys.
Where are we running to exactly?
I thought the exit might be a good idea.
Oh, and you know where that is, do you?
No, but these little green arrows seem to... three. Looks like the reception.
Doors!
Last, Bowser.
So?
Sliding doors, electronic, no sonic screwdriver.
Glass doors breakable, hammer. Well, come on!
No, back here, behind the reception desk. Hide!
If I have to chase you to Worthing!
Has she gone?
For now. Tell me, why is it you're carrying tools around in your handbag?
I'm a plumber.
A plumber, I see.
Wouldn't they have women plumbers on Planet Time Lord?
Not like you.
Oh, now what?
They've arrived. It's decontamination time.
Decontamination time! Decontamination time!
I'm coming, Cuddlesome. I'm coming.
Wow. You could have, like, squished me.
Cuddlesome? No, you're not Cuddlesome. What do you want?
There's a blonde man and his lady friend. I'm going to totally eat them. You seen them at all?
No! Got to find Cuddlesome!
Still, you're kind of tasty. Perhaps I'll eat you instead.
Looks like a delivery.
This time of night?
Get down!
Hurry, hurry, open it! Release them!
Doctor! The lorry driver! He's like the reporter!
A Tinger human hybrid, yes.
But they meant it. They are going to turn us into cuddles.
Into Tinker, maybe.
Welcome, little one!
Oh, there are thousands of them!
Will it hurt, Daddy Turtle?
Shush, shush now. I'd never hurt you, little one.
No, I'm sorry.
It won't be long. Then we'll show them. Show them Ronald Turvey is still in the game. That Tingus thinks he's better than me, thinks he knows it all. But he doesn't. He never did.
I love you, Daddy Turvey.
Yes.
Cuddleton! Where are you?
Cuddleton? Who are you?
My name is Turvey. I created the Cuddlesomes.
Hello, John!
Cuddlesome! Cuddlesome? What are you doing? Get off him! You're hurting him!
No! John, no! He's making me better! He's making it all better!
I'm going to change the world.
Change the world? You're going to change the world?
Oh, yes. But first, that tinkers. There. How's that, Cuddlesome?
I'm not sure, Daddy Turvey. Mm?
Well, concentrate, little one. Open a channel.
I will try.
What's he doing?
He was a receiver. Now he's a transmitter. That's it. You got it. Well done, Cuddlesome.
What is that? What's that noise?
A recall signal. Only now, even more powerful. Come home, my darlings. Rise out of your lonely attics, your cupboards under the stairs, your charity shops. Cuddlesomes, come home!
Off you go, my lovelies. Seek out the contaminants. Decontaminate, mutate, convert.
Decontaminate!
I can't allow this to continue.
What are you going to do?
Right now, I haven't the faintest idea. Just stay undercover.
Go, my lovelies. What a magnificent day for this horrid little world.
Doesn't sound terribly magnificent to me.
You again! Doctor, what did you do to Miranda Evenden?
I expect she's halfway to Worthing by now.
Angela!
Well, sorry, I might as well see it through with you.
What exactly is it you're planning, Dingus? Why all the new Cuddlesomes?
20,000 brand new Cuddlesomes, all precision manufactured in the Far East. They'll create new hybrids, and those hybrids will make even more hybrids. Soon there won't be a single contaminant left on the planet.
What does he mean, contaminants?
Adults. The Tinger are allergic to the human growth hormone. It brings them out in a very nasty rash, and then, well...
Well, what?
They explode.
Hang on. You said that thing was born inside Turvey. He was a kid at the time, wasn't he? So he must have been full of hormones.
While it's gestating, the Tingus feeds on the same hormones that can kill it later on.
Not this time, though, Doctor. By the end of the week, all the contaminants will have been converted.
So what you're saying is these new Cuddlesomes have got a different sort of virusy thingy that doesn't simply kill people. It converts them, like that girl.
Oh, you're good.
I'm learning.
Shame you'll die with the rest of the has-beens.
Die? Don't you mean she'll be converted?
Oh, no. My little viral cocktail doesn't work on the aged and infirm.
Are you?
Besides, we've got to leave room for the pure blood Tinger.
And the hybrids will just be slaves.
Second class Tinger. But I'm telling you the plot.
Oh, you can tell it was gestated in the 80s.
Yo, man, we have a problemo.
What? What sort of a problemo?
The recall signal has been, like... reactivated, dude!
What?
He said the recall signal has been, like, reactivated.
Dude!
Turtle Turvey and a pesky prototype.
Not just one, Tingus. See, the furry cavalry's are coming.
We are the Cuddlesomes, we like to play. We are the Cuddlesomes, we like to
play. Inferior Unit 8! Uncool! Obliterate!
Ooh! Unit, please! Give me that cuddle!
Back my Cuddlesomes into the factory. Fetch the accessories.
By accessories, I take it you mean the crate loads of miniguns that have just gone up in flames.
John?
And?
Who is this creature?
His name is John. He's my owner. I love him.
I love you too, Cuddlesome.
John survived the viral infection, Tingus. It seems he's developed quite an interesting telepathic relationship with his Cuddlesome.
A shame it will be such a short-lived one. You forget that I too come with access to...
John!
No!
Die has been...
Not my John!
No!
We have to get him out of here, quickly.
John! Darling, we've got to get out of here! Mr. Cuddles, talk to me.
Sorry, John, he's...
No! No!
Doctor, behind you!
You're, like, so dead, dude!
Dad, Cuddlesome!
Ay, caramba, I'm like totally decapitated.
What? New Cuttlesums are better, stronger than the prototypes.
Evidently not, Tingus. Quick, Angela, let's get out of here.
I'm with you. Come on, John. Bye-bye, Cuttlesome.
Oh, good work, my darling.
Thank you, Daddy Toby.
You know how many Cuttlesums I made in the 80s, Tingus? 3 million. There's 3 million of them out there in box rooms and garages, and they're going to keep on coming and coming until your puny little army is lost.
Stop it! Stop it!
I could stop them even if I wanted to. It's tribal warfare. Original Cuddlesums versus new Cuddlesums. Survival of the fittest.
The explosion must have triggered the sprinkler system. Let's get under cover before we all get soaked through. Put him down over here.
Cuddlesome.
John suffered a massive psychic trauma. Stay with him, Angela. Keep him calm.
Oh, I know. Mother him.
Just whatever you think's best.
You're not going back out there.
Somehow I have to make the Tingus dormant again.
Again?
I'm guessing it was dormant all the time Turvey was in prison. Otherwise it would have decontaminated the planet years ago. Probably something to do with Turvey's antidepressive drugs.
So how will making that thing dormant help?
If I'm right, the Tingus is psychically connected to the Cuddlesums. Remember that telepathic resonance I felt? Take the Tingus out of the equation and they're just harmless toys. Well, relatively harmless. I wonder if I were to sabotage his nutrient tank somehow and knock out some of the more active chemicals. Could I borrow your hammer?
All right. Here, I want it back, mind.
Of course.
Are you going to kill him? It? The Tingus?
Out of the question. It's just not my style.
But I must die. He killed Cuddlesome.
John, please, listen to me. You've suffered a terrible shock. You have to...
I'm gonna kill him. Kill him dead. John? John!
Comes a time in every life to take a breath and see the light. And if you look with open eyes, you'll find it right. You'll find the light.
They do say cleanliness is next to godliness.
Turvey!
It's an odd time to take a bath, don't you think, Mr. Tingus? Just as your army is on the point of defeat.
Defeat? Never.
Listen to them, Mr. Tingus. They're winning. My Cuddlesums, they're winning.
No, no, it can't be true.
I always said nothing could beat the originals. Soon they'll be coming for you, Tingus.
Cuddlesums, to the management level. Protect me. Protect your Tingus!
You killed him!
The human!
John! John, come back!
John!
You killed my Cuddlesome, you... Oh, nice tackle, Doctor.
Webb Ellis taught me that.
Got to kill him. Got to change the world.
Angela, just sit on him, will you?
My saviour.
You should have let him kill Mr. Tingus, Doctor.
Is that all you two think about? Mutation and murder on a global scale. And it's not just people. Those Cuddlesomes are telepathic, sentient. They feel pain and sadness and love. Time someone put a stop to this.
Oh, Doctor!
Now, all right, stay where you are.
And you better stay where you are, Doctor. Thought you'd tinker with my nutrient bath, did you? Send me to sleep up the stairs to Bedfordshire.
Well, it was worth a try.
Loser!
I can't help agreeing, Doctor. If anyone's going to dispose of Mr. Tingus, it'll be me.
Put that away, pathetic old fool. Kill me and you kill yourself. And then where would your precious Cuddlesomes be? Think of your little furry friends, your only friends. What would happen to them if they lost Daddy Turvey? Little Dirtle Turvey. Tick-tock, tick-tock,
shut up! Just shut up! I've listened to your lies for too long. You pretended to be my friend, but you were just like all the others, laughing at me, treating me like dirt. Well, no more. That boy John loved his Cuddlesome so much they became linked. And if he can survive, maybe the Cuddlesomes can live without me. Maybe the world would be a better place without you and me. Maybe the...
Maybe you should have shot first and gassed later, Linda.
Linda?
I've got you. Speak to me, Ronald.
Mr. Turvey, don't die.
John, look after my little ones.
Did I do well, dude, or what?
What have you done, Mrenderin? I'm bound.
Oh! Ugh! He's just go.
They were symbiotically linked. One couldn't survive without the other.
Listen.
The shock of contact being severed from their creators, it shattered what there was of their sentience.
You mean it's over? They're going to die?
Cardolson. Ay, caramba.
Yes, and so will these two if we don't get them to a hospital. Come on! Rather think I did, sorry.
I've only just finished paying for the last time. Do you realise I had to replace the neighbour's fence as well? It's cost me an arm and a leg.
Sorry.
What are you doing back here anyway after all this time?
All this time? It's only been a couple of minutes.
It's been 3 years, Mr. Time Lord.
Oh. Ah, well, I came to return this.
My hammer?
You left it in my pocket.
Did I?
Well, sort of.
Oh, thank you.
So, how's your,
John? I don't know. You'll have to ask Miranda. She's his now. They met in therapy, you know. Shared experience brings people together. Anyway, his therapist decided that he didn't need to be mothered anymore. Her therapist decided that she needed to get in touch with her inner child. They make the perfect couple.
Oh.
The wedding's in June at the Pavilion. I haven't quite decided if I'm going or not.
I see.
I know I shouldn't gloat, but apparently she's still got a patch of fur on her left shoulder. Not even electrolysis can sort it.
I did warn them that the vaccine might be a little unstable.
Well, I get the feeling that quite a lot about you is a little unstable.
Do you? Oh.
I don't mind. It's kind of endearing. Thanks for the hammer.
You're welcome. Well, I'd best be on my way.
Oh, no, Doctor. There's one more thing I need from you.
Ah. A new greenhouse.
No, a cuddle.